We could almost do this only in Slovak, except that I'm not ready for it.
Mohli by sa to celé robiť v slovenčine, len s tou výnimkou, že ja nie som pripravený na to.
But also Kieko said that she was going to listen in tonight from Japan to make sure I taught on what I said I was going to teach on.
A ešte s tou výnimkou, že Kieko povedala, že dnes večer bude počúvať z Japonska, či som vyučoval o tom, čo som povedal, že budem vyučovať.
So hello Kieko.
Ahoj Kieko.
All right, are you listening in? Good. All right. Good. Let's get started. What we're going to do tonight, before we even actually get into the Word, we're going to get into the Word by reading some scriptures. Or before we get into the message, say.
Predtým, ako začneme dnes vyučovať to posolstvo, ktoré som si pripravil, tak si prečítame za pár textov.
And what we're going to do, actually, Eric, if you can flip those slides a few slides over. Go control L. You want to make it big, you're fine. No. You're, that's it.
Control, yeah. L.
Control L. Yeah, we're... Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now you use the arrow key and you push down.
No.
All right, good. Keep going.
Again?
Again. All right, right here. Good start. That is your computer we're using back there, right? Let's do this. Let's pray. We need to do that. Lord, we just thank you that you're good and you're totally ready when we're not. Lord, we thank you that we can just come into your presence now.
A Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že môžeme vstúpiť do tvojej prítomnosti.
Lord, that you love to get together with your kids.
Pane, že ty miluješ, keď sa môžeš stretávať so svojimi deťmi.
Lord, and we just want to just cuddle up in your arms and just be with you and experience you and feel you tonight.
Pane, tak sa chceme stúliť v tvojom náručí, chceme byť s tebou, chceme ťa zažívať a okúsiť.
Lord, we want to hear you whisper things into our ear by your spirit.
Chceme, aby ty si nám skrze svojho Ducha Svätého šepkal tajomstva do našich uší.
Lord, and we just want to just be yours tonight.
Tak, Pane, chceme byť tvoj dnešný večer.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen. Okay. This throughout December we've been looking at we have this theme of light.
Počas mesiaca decembra si preberáme jednu tému, ktorá je spojená so svetlom.
And we've been doing these themes of Advent the last couple weeks.
A posledných pár týždňov sme hovorili aj o advente.
And I want us to read some verses about how God describes himself as light.
A chcel by som prečítať zo pár veršov, ako Pán Boh opisuje sám seba s použitím toho slova svetlo.
So I've given some of you guys little pieces of paper and some verses to look up. This would be a great time to open your Bibles up.
Niektorých z vás som poprosila, aby ste mi prečítali nejaké statie, tak to, teraz by bol čas na to, aby ste si otvorili Biblie.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the verse in English and then those of you who have that verse, read it out in Slovak.
A ako to budeme robiť je, že ja to prečítam v angličtine a tí, čo máte ten verš, tak ho prečítajte potom v slovenčine.
And you'll begin to see a story unfold.
A uvidíte, ako sa tu začína rozvíjať nejaký príbeh.
Okay, let's start out. Psalms 27, verse 1.
Žalm 27, prvý verš.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So who's got Psalm?
Hospodin je môjim svetlom a spásou. Koho sa mám báť? Hospodin mi je pevnosťou
žitia, koho sa mám lakať. This next one, Isaiah 9, verse 2.
Izaiáš 9, druhý verš.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
To má
Izaiáš
9, 2.
Ľud, ktorý chodí vo tme, uzrie veľké svetlo.
Thank you. John 1:9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
To bolo to pravdivé svetlo, ktoré osvecuje každého človeka prichádzajúceho na svet.
John 1:4.
Jan 1:4.
In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind.
V ňom bol život, a ten život bol svetlom ľudí.
John 8:12.
Jan 8:12.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Potom zase hovoril Ježiš a riekol, ja som svetlo sveta. Ten, kto mňa nasleduje, nebude chodiť vo tme, ale bude mať svetlo života.
John 9, verse 5.
Jan 9:5.
While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And we'll look at this last one. Thank you.
A posledný Jan 12:46.
John, okay, John 12:46. You're fast. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
Ja svetlo, prišiel som na svet, aby nikto nezostal v tme.
Thank you. Okay, thank you guys. This is a sampling of those verses.
Toto je ukážka tých veršov, čo sme si čítali.
It's interesting that God talks about himself as being as a metaphor of light.
Je zaujímavé, že Pán Boh hovorí sám o sebe ako o metafore svetla.
So the Lord is a light, he's my salvation.
Je to napísané, že Pán Boh je svetlom a je mojou spásou.
We're walking in the darkness, but he is the light dawning.
My kráčame v tme, ale on je to svetlo, ktoré sa rozbreždieva nad nami.
He's a true light, he's a true light for everybody.
A on je pravdivým svetlom a je pravdivým svetlom pre každého.
And Jesus is that true light.
A Pán Ježiš je to práve svetlo.
And the reason he came is that none of us who believe in him should stay in darkness.
A dôvod, prečo prišiel, je, že tí, čo v neho veríme, aby sme nezostávali v tme.
And I was just thinking about, like, God could have described himself or used a different metaphor, but he chose this particular one for a reason. And you'll see it weave throughout the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament.
A je to zaujímavé, že Pán Boh sa mohol prirovnať hocičomu inému, ale vybral si práve túto metaforu, vybral si toto svetlo, k čomu sa prirovnáva a je to poprepletané skrze starý a nový zákon.
Now, I'm not a scientist, obviously, but I think we all know something about light here, right?
Ja nie som vedec, zjavne, keď sa mňa pozrite, ale všetci vieme niečo o svetle.
You know, it's fast, right?
To rýchle.
That's how we measure speed almost, right? By light, right?
A niekedy možno aj rýchlosť meriame ako rýchlosťou svetla.
You know, it's intangible, I can't grab it.
Nie je to hmatateľné, nemôžem ho nejako zachytiť.
You know, it obviously illuminates everything around us.
Ožaruje všetko okolo nás.
You know, it has heat if I touch it here.
Vydáva to teplo, ak sa napríklad dotknem tie sviečky.
You know, it's got a wide range of spectrum. Some of it I can see, parts of it I can't.
Má veľké také spektrum alebo veľké rozmedzie, niektoré vidím, niektoré nevidím.
You know, it's this very, very, you know, powerful thing.
Je to veľmi mocná vec.
But it's this thing that we take for granted.
Ale je to vec, ktorú niekedy bereme ako samozrejmosť.
It's this thing that's around us all the time that we just don't even think about.
Je to vec, ktorá je okolo nás neustále a niekedy sa vôbec už nezamýšľame nad tým.
It's also one of those things that's completely necessary for life.
A je to tiež vec, ktorú úplne potrebujeme a je to nevyhnutnosť pre život.
Remember in the beginning?
A ak si spomínate ten verš na začiatku alebo na počiatku?
What did God make?
Čo spravil Pán Boh?
Light. Right. Right, he says the earth was form without form and was void, and he said in the beginning, you know, let there be light.
Že zem bola pustá, beztvárna, ale Pán Boh povedal na začiatku, že nech je svetlo.
Life is dependent on light.
Život záleží od svetla.
No light, no life.
Nie je svetlo, nie je život.
Okay. Just like us, right?
Takisto aj s nami.
No God, no us.
Bez Boha nie sme ani my.
You know, it's essential.
Je to podstatné alebo nevyhnutné.
He is essential.
On je pre nás podstatný.
And sometimes he's all around us and we don't even recognize it sometimes.
A niekedy je úplne okolo nás obkolesuje a my ho ani nevnímame, nevidíme.
The Apostle John will talk about this metaphor of God being light.
Apoštol Ján bude hovoriť o tejto metafore Boha ako svetla.
Now, just want to know, this is a metaphor. He's not physically the light, okay?
A chcem zdôrazniť to, že je to metafora, že nie je fyzicky svetlom.
Okay, just to clarify that theological statement.
Aby som objasnil celý ten teologický výrok.
John talks about God, says God is light and in him there is no darkness.
Ján hovorí, že Pán Boh je svetlo a v ňom nie je žiadnej temnoty alebo tmavosti.
And he was talking about God's purity and God's holiness.
Hovorí o Božej čistote a o Božej svetosti.
You know, God is totally, totally good, right?
Pán Boh je úplne, úplne dobrý.
You know, and there is no bad in him. It's not a yin-yang kind of thing.
A nie je v ňom žiadne zlo, ako ten yin-yang, ten znak, čo máte.
He's the full embodiment of goodness.
On je úplne stelesnenie dobroty, iba dobroty.
Remember when we were studying Genesis chapter 1?
Ak si spomínate,
a long time ago.
Keď sme študovali prvú Mojžišovu, prvú kapitolu, dávno.
You know, after God created things, what did he say?
Vždycky, keď Pán Boh niečo stvoril, čo povedal
and
na konci každého stvorenstva?
It was good, right?
Že je to dobré.
It's good. He creates, it's good, right?
Stvoril niečo a je to dobré.
You know, because everything God does is good.
Pretože všetko, čo Pán Boh robí, je dobré.
One other characteristic of light.
Ďalšia charakteristika svetla.
Which I think is a good parallel with God.
Čo si myslím, že je dobré porovnanie s Pánom Bohom.
Is that, you know, obviously light allows us to see.
Je, že keď si zoberieme svetlo, tak svetlo nám dovoluje, aby sme videli veci okolo.
You know, it enlightens us.
Osvecuje nás.
Okay, we even have it in that word, right?
Máme to aj zabudované do toho slova, osvietenie.
Right, it brings information to us that we couldn't have otherwise.
Vynáša nám to nejaké informácie, ktoré by sme možno sami zo seba nemohli mať.
About life and about our surroundings, right?
O živote a o tom, čo je okolo nás.
And I believe the same thing is with God.
A ja verím tomu, že je toto isté aj s Pánom Bohom.
That he enlightens us, he gives us some understanding about who I am and who he is and what's going on around me that I wouldn't know without him.
Že on nám dáva porozumenie toho, že kto som ja, kto je Pán Boh, čo sa odohráva okolo mňa. A toto porozumenie by som nemal sám zo seba, keby mi to Pán Boh nedal.
And we see from the verses that we read earlier.
A vidíme aj z tých veršov, ktoré sme si prečítali pred chvíľkou.
That one of the reasons that Jesus came.
Že ešte jeden ďalší dôvod, prečo Pán Ježiš prišiel.
Is that we would believe in him.
Je, že aby sme v neho verili.
And that we would not have to stay in the dark.
A aby sme nemuseli zostávať v temnote.
We would not have to stay in our ignorance.
Aby sme nemuseli zostávať v našej nevedomosti.
About who he is.
O tom, kto on je.
Who I am.
Kým som ja.
Who, what life is about.
A o čom je život.
We don't have to stay in the darkness.
Nemusíme zostávať v temnote.
We have options.
Máme na výber.
And literally, Jesus is leading us somewhere.
A doslova Pán Ježiš nás vedie niekam.
So look at the next slide. Jesus is the great light.
Pán Ježiš je to veľké svetlo, alebo úžasné svetlo.
Last week we were looking at the festival of Hanukkah.
Minulý týždeň sme si hovorili o tom sviatku Chanuka.
The festival of lights.
Máme tu nášho experta. Festival svetiel.
And we were talking about the question of who is Jesus.
A hovorili sme si o tom, kto je Pán Ježiš.
Because that's what the crowds were asking about during that event in John chapter 10.
Pretože to, čo sa pýtal celý ten zástup ľudí počas tohto sviatku v Jánovi v 10. kapitole.
They were trying to figure out, who are you, Jesus?
Pretože sa snažili prísť na to, Pane Ježišu, alebo Ježiš, kto si?
What are you about?
O čom si?
Are you the guy that we've been looking for?
Si ty ten, koho očakávame, koho hľadáme?
And that's what the crowd, that was the, what the public was asking. That was the vibe of the day.
To bolo to, čo sa všetci pýtali. To bolo takým
feeling.
Pocitom, alebo to sa tam ako keby nadnášalo nad všetkými, táto otázka, že kto je Ježiš.
But tonight we're going to look at a different question.
Ale dnes večer sa pozrieme na inú otázku.
Not who are you, Jesus?
Nie na otázku, kto si Ježiš.
But where are you taking us?
Ale kam nás vedieš?
Where are you leading us?
Kam nás vedieš, alebo kam nás ťaháš?
Because this is the question that was on the minds of his closest friends.
Pretože to je otázka, ktorú mali jeho najbližší priatelia.
People who knew that he was the Son of God.
Ľudia, ktorí vedeli, že on je Božím synom.
People who totally believed in him and bought into every claim he made.
Ľudia, ktorí verili, že je Boží synom a že ho nasledujú a že všetky tie výroky, ktoré hovorí, že je Božím synom, sú pravdivé.
And they wanted to know, where are you leading us, Jesus?
A chceli vedieť, Pane Ježišu, tak kam nás teraz vedieš?
Maybe another way we could ask the question is, where's the relationship going?
Alebo možno iným spôsobom, ako by sme sa mohli spýtať, je, že kam tento vzťah smeruje?
You ever been in that situation?
Boli ste už niekedy v takej situácii?
Maybe boyfriend, girlfriend.
Chlapec, dievča, keď spolu chodia.
Start spending some time together.
Začnú tráviť čas spolu.
You know, and you kind of want to know where are things going in this relationship.
A sa zamýšľate, že no kam tento vzťah asi smeruje?
Where are we moving?
Kam ideme, ktorým smerom?
You know, what's in our future? Do we have a future?
Čo je pre nás pripravené v budúcnosti? Máme nejakú spoločnú budúcnosť?
You know, even if you're married, you have those kind of questions. But better.
Aj keď ste už ženatí, vydáte, tak možno máte také otázky, ale lepšie.
You know, it's the deal is sealed, you know?
Pretože už je to zapečatené.
But where are we going together?
Ale kam ideme spolu?
You know, and as you're in a relationship, you want to know that. And so did Jesus' disciples.
Tak isto aj pánovi Ježišovi učeníci chceli vedieť, že kam ide, kam smerujú.
Because Jesus said, no one who believes in me will stay in the darkness. He's leading us somewhere.
Pretože Pán Ježiš povedal, že nikto, kto verí vo mňa, nezostáva v temnote. Že nás niekam vedie.
We're going to be looking at John chapter 13 and 14.
Pozrieme si Jána 13. kapitolu a 14. kapitolu.
And I'm just going to kind of walk you through the story a little bit, and then we're going to look at some specific text.
A prejdeme si tento príbeh spolu a potom sa pozrieme na špecifické veci.
In John chapter 13 we see that this is the time of Passover. It's another big holiday.
V Jánovi 13. kapitole vidíme, že je to sviatok Paschy, zase ďalší veľký židovský sviatok.
And Jesus is with his guys and they're having what we know as the Last Supper. Think of Leonardo da Vinci. Okay? Paintings.
Pán Ježiš je s jeho chlapíkmi a majú poslednú večeru. Môžete sa zamyslieť, ako Leonardo da Vinci to tam nakreslil.
You know, Jesus and his 12 guys and they're around a big table.
Pán Ježiš a jeho 12 kamoškovia okolo veľkého stolu.
And we know John the apostle, he's the disciple of love and he's kind of leaning on Jesus. They're good buddies. You know.
Hey bro. Ján, ten jeho učeník, obľúbenec, milovanec, to nakláňa na neho, že za kamoši.
You know, and they're having a great time, right? They're just celebrating, they're eating, just like what we would do if we had a bunch of food and wine, right?
A že sa spolu jedia, pijú, to isté aj my by sme robili, keby sme mali kopec jedla a víno, keby sme mali dobrý čas spolu.
But before this meal,
ale pred týmto jedlom,
Jesus comes into this meal with a very specific intention.
Pán Ježiš prichádza k tejto večeri s jedným veľkým zámerom. Zámerom.
Because he knew that this is his last supper.
Pretože on vedel, že toto je jeho posledná večera.
And that he was going to be leaving the world.
A že bude odchádzať z tohto sveta.
To go to his father.
Pôjde k svojmu otcovi.
You know, and it's interesting, he knew where he came from.
Vedel, odkiaľ prišiel.
He knew what he needed to do at the moment.
Vedel, čo mal spraviť v tej konkrétnej situácii.
And he knew where he was going.
A tiež vedel, kam ide, kam sa uberá.
How many of us do know that?
A koľko z nás vieme toto?
Very few of us know that, right?
Dosť málo z nás to vie.
And the way he responded to the situation, a full knowledge of where he's been, where he is, and where he's going.
A spôsob, akým reagoval na túto situáciu, že kde bol, kde sa nachádzal, kde je teraz konkrétne, vedel, že prečo tam je a kam sa uberá.
Is that he wanted to show his buddies the full extent of his love.
A toto, že to vedel, tak tým chcel ukázať aj svojim kamoškom také naplnenie jeho lásky.
And what he does is we know that he takes off his outer clothing. It's like if I took off my shirt.
A je to spôsob, ako im to ukazuje, je, že si vyzlečie svoje oblečenie, tak keby ja teraz som si vyzlekol tú moju postelu.
You know, and he goes and he takes this role of a servant and he begins to wash his friend's feet.
A zoberie na seba úlohu služobníka a ide dookola a každému jednému umýva nohy.
You know, and he gets to Peter and Peter's like, what are you doing?
a príde k Petrovi a Peter povie, čo robíš?
You know, and Jesus says, you don't realize what's going on, but I have to do this for you. This is how I'm going to show my love for you.
Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že ty si teraz neuvedomuješ, že čo ja robím, ale takýmto spôsobom ja ti chcem dokázať moju lásku.
And Peter's like, no, you cannot wash my feet.
A Peter mu hovorí, nie, ty sa nebudeš dotýkať, nebudeš mi umývať žiadne moje nohy.
And Jesus says, you know, if I don't get to do this for you, then you don't have any part with me.
A Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že ak toto pre teba nespravím, tak nemáš so mnou žiadnu účasť.
And you gotta love Peter's response.
A musí milovať to, čo povedal potom Peter.
He says, just wash all of me. Give me a shower, Jesus. You know, I want it all.
Chcem to celé prijať.
And isn't that the good attitude, right?
Dobrý prístup mal.
You know, if a sprinkling's good, a shower's better, right?
Ale trošku nejaké umytie osprchou, alebo také malé umytie spraví niečo, tak veľká sprcha spraví o mnoho viacej.
And Jesus goes around this table and he just serves his friends.
A Ježiš ide okolo toho stola a slúži svojim kamarátom.
You know, and he even gets to Judas.
A prichádza aj k Judášovi.
And we know from the text that he knows what Judas is going to do.
A z textu vieme, že Pán Ježiš vedel, čo je Judáš mal za ľubom.
And he washes Judas's feet.
A umýva nohy aj Judášovi.
And he loves this man.
A miluje aj tohto muža.
You know, and he goes around and his disciples begin to ask, what's going on here?
A ako išiel dookola, tak jeho učeníci sa pýtajú, že čo je, čo sa deje?
And Jesus says, you know, do you understand what's going on here?
A aj Pán Ježiš sa ich spýtal, pochopili ste, čo som vám teraz spravil?
Says, you call me teacher and you're right in doing that.
On im hovorí, že voláte ma učiteľ a správne hovoríte.
You know, but you should be like your teacher.
Ale vy máte byť tak ako váš učiteľ, takým ako váš učiteľ.
I did this as an example for you.
Spravil som to ako príklad pre vás.
Love one another.
Milujte sa navzájom.
Serve one another.
Slúžte si navzájom.
And this is, we'll see a little bit later in their evening, Jesus repeats these things.
A trošku neskôr v tom večeri, v čase večere, Pán Ježiš opakuje tieto veci znovu.
And he talks about how he's going to leave to go, and he reminds his guys, I'm going to have to go from you guys, I'm going to the Father.
A pripomína svojim kamarátom, že budem musieť od vás odísť.
And when I go, God is going to be glorified through this.
Ale keď odídem, tak Pán Boh bude v tom oslavený.
But I'm coming back.
Ale prídem naspäť.
And there's going to be glory with me when I come back.
A zoberem, alebo donesiem so sebou aj slávu, keď sa vrátim.
It's going to be great, guys.
Bude to úžasné.
But you guys, while you're waiting.
Ale vy, kým budete čakať.
Love one another.
Milujte sa navzájom.
Love one another.
Milujte sa navzájom.
And that's how the world's going to know that you belong to me because you love one another.
A podľa toho svet spozná, že mi patríte, lebo sa budete navzájom milovať.
And right after this conversation, Peter asks a question.
A hneď po tomto rozhovore sa Peter pýta otázku.
The question of the evening.
Otázka večera.
And he says, "Lord, where are you going?"
Pane, a kam ideš?
You know, I don't think I can love these 11 other guys. Where are you going? I want to go with you, Jesus.
Ja si myslím, že týchto 11 asi nebudem zvládať milovať, tak ja by som radšej s tebou išiel.
You know, and Jesus says, you can't go where I'm going.
Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že tam, kde ja idem, tam ty teraz nemôžeš ísť.
You'll come later.
Neskôr prídeš.
And Peter's like, no, I'm going to go with you now. I'll do anything. I'm going with you.
A on hovorí, nie, ja idem teraz s tebou, ja všetko spravím, aby som mohol ísť s tebou.
And Jesus kind of confronts him, says, you know, brother, you know, you're going to actually forget me and you're going to deny me 3 times this evening.
A Pán Ježiš mi dal takú konfrontáciu, že nie, že zabudneš na mňa a zaprieš ma a povieš, že ma vôbec nepoznáš.
There is this question, where are you going, Jesus?
Čiže je otázka, kam ideš, Pán Ježiš? Kam ideš, Ježiš?
Jesus will answer this in John chapter 14 and we're going to look at it right now.
Pán Ježiš to na to odpovie v Jánovi 14. kapitole.
Let's go to the next slide. And we're going to just read the... Okay, where is Jesus leading us? Let's go to the next slide, sorry. I didn't have my slides right. So John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Because this is Jesus' answer to the question, where am I going? Jesus says this. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place that I'm going. If you could read that.
Nech sa vám srdce nestrachuje. Verte v Boha a verte vo mňa. V dome môjho otca je mnoho príbytkov. Keby nebolo tak, či by som vám bol povedal, idem vám pripraviť miesto. A keď odídem a pripravím vám miesto, zase prídem a poberiem vás k sebe, aby ste aj vy boli tam, kde som ja. A cestu, kam idem, znáte.
Interesting. Jesus starts straight away, don't be troubled.
Pán Ježiš začína hneď, nestrachujte sa.
As God is leading us, don't be troubled.
Tak ako nás Pán Boh bude viesť, ani vy sa nestrachujte.
Because really, ultimately, the place Jesus is leading you to is heaven.
Pretože v skutočnosti to miesto, kam ťa Pán Ježiš vedie, je nebo.
But it's another word for heaven is home.
Ale ďalšie slovo, ktoré používame pre nebo, je domov.
You know, and he says, I am preparing a place in my Father's house for you.
Hovorí nám tu, že pripravujem vám miesto v dome môjho otca, ktoré je iba pre vás.
Do you guys realize that?
Uvedomujete si to?
Heaven is not just this abstract, like, place in the sky.
Že nebo nie je len nejaké abstraktné miesto niekde hore nad nami na nebi.
You know, it's not this little cloud with a cherub on it.
Je to nejaký obláček s nejakým anielikom na tom obláčku.
You know, it's not this impersonal place that's like, you know, a big office building in the sky.
Nie je to nejaké miesto, ktoré by bolo neosobné niekde v nebi alebo niekde v nejakej vysokej budove, kancelárii.
But God has a house there. It's this great big house, right?
Ale Pán Boh tam má obrovský dom.
With many, many rooms.
S mnohými, mnohými miestami, and alebo izbami.
And he's preparing one of these rooms for you, specifically.
A jednu z týchto izieb pripravuje špecificky len a len pre teba.
Now, I don't know how, what this is, how it's all going to look like.
Neviem, ako to bude vyzerať.
You know, but it's prepared for you, specially.
Ale je to pripravené len a len pre teba.
You know, and he says, don't worry, I'm going to come back and bring you there.
A hovorí nám, že nebojte sa, ja prídem naspäť a zoberiem vás na toto miesto.
And I'm going to be with you there forever.
A budem tam s vami navždy.
Isn't that sound like a great place?
Neznie to ako úžasné miesto?
I believe, you know, God is, you know, where Jesus is leading us to is home.
Ja verím tomu, že kam nás Pán Ježiš vedie, je domov.
He's leading you to that place where you can be totally yourself.
Vedie ťa na miesto, kde ty môžeš byť sám sebou.
Don't you do certain things at home that you don't do in public?
Nerobíš aj doma nejaké veci, čo na verejnosti sa bojíš?
You know, when you're, around everyone else, you act, you know, yourself.
Keď si okolo nejakých priateľov, tak sa...
I'm not going to ask anyone to raise their hand, but who, you know, who walks around in their underwear, you know, at
home?
You know, or, you know, your hair is all strapati. You know, or, you know, you don't care if you have makeup on or not.
Nevadí vám, či máte makeup alebo nemáte.
For you girl, for you girls. I hope. Right? We have a certain life and a certain comfortability level at home that we don't have elsewhere, right?
Pretože doma máme nejakú takú zónu bezpečia, čo inde možno nemáme.
Where you can be totally you.
Kde môžeš byť úplne sám sebou.
And I think heaven's going to be like one of those places where you can be totally the person that God created you to be.
A nebo bude také isté miesto, môžeš tam byť takým alebo takou, akým ťa Pán Boh stvoril.
Now let me ask a question. When you're at your house and you're hungry, do you ask anyone, can I go to the refrigerator and take food out?
A keď ste doma, chcem sa vás spýtať otázku, keď ste doma, tak musíte sa niekoho spýtať, že môžem si niečo z chladničky vybrať?
You just go and you take it and you, you know, pop open that Coca-Cola and drink it or whatever.
A proste idete, zoberete si to, vyberete si z chladničky, alebo si otvoríte Coca-Cola a vypijete.
Grab that slanina, just go for it. Good mix, right?
Dobre, to ide spolu, tá slanina s tým Coca-Cola.
Right. Now,
Coca-Cola's for Aki.
Yeah, that's for Aki. All right. So, you know, you have a comfortability level.
Čiže máte určitú zónu bezpečnosti.
Now remember, this is not your house, this is God's house.
A musíte mať aj na pamäti, že toto nie je váš domov, ale Boží domov.
But you know, I do that when I go to my parents' house. I don't ask them, hey, can I get in the refrigerator? I just go and I take it. It's my house, right?
Ale to isté ja robím, aj keď idem na návštevu k mojim rodičom. Je to síce ich dom, ale je to ich, tak je to aj moje. Tak idem a otvorím chladničku a zjem.
So don't be troubled.
Tak sa nemusíte obávať.
It's a place prepared for you.
Je to miesto, ktoré je pripravené pre vás.
And you're not alone.
A nie ste sami.
You got a big family.
Máte veľkú rodinu.
And Jesus is there.
A Pán Ježiš je tam.
This is just kind of a side note.
A taká bočná poznámka.
Do you know that in heaven there's no sun?
A viete, že v nebi sun as S-U-N?
S-U-N, yeah. As in like the light.
Že v nebi nie je žiadne slnko.
Do you realize that Jesus is the light there?
Že Pán Ježiš je tým svetlom.
Heaven doesn't need a light, you got Jesus.
Nebo nepotrebuje žiadne osvetlenie, pretože máme Pána Ježiša.
I have a question.
Mám otázku.
If heaven is our home,
ak nebo je našim domovom,
why do we try to be so comfortable here?
Prečo sa snažíme tak usalašiť tu na zemi?
Why do we run after so many things and try to be so comfortable here?
Prečo sa snažíme dostať tak veľa vecí, alebo bežíme za toľkými vecami a byť, chceme tu byť v pohode, alebo chceme tu byť
pohodlne
tu mať.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable.
Není s tým žiadny problém, že máme pohodlie tu na zemi.
But sometimes we're running after that our whole lives, right?
Ale niekedy sa o to snažíme celý náš život.
You know, or we're, you know, it could be money.
Môže to byť peniaze.
It could be relationships.
Môže to byť vzťahy.
You know, it can be being respected by others.
Môže to byť rešpekt, ktorý sa snažíme dostať od iných.
It could be having, being someone.
Možno je to, že sa snažíme niekým byť.
You know, it can be a lot of things.
Môže to byť kopec iných vecí.
You know, and those are the things I run after. Those are probably the things you run after.
A to sú veci, za ktorými aj ja bežím a možno aj vy sa o ne snažíte.
But I think Jesus is leading us to something very different.
Ale myslím si, že Pán Ježiš nás vedie do niečoho úplne iného.
He didn't, you know, he put us here, we're called to live here, but we're called to live as we're going on a journey somewhere else.
Pán Ježiš nás tu dal na túto zem, aby sme tu žili, ale dal nám aj cieľ. A povedal nám, že máme žiť tak, že máme ten cieľ stále pred očami.
Because as comfortable as you can get here,
pretože tak ako tu môžeš byť pohodlne,
you're not made for this place.
Tak nie si spravený pre toto miesto.
This is not your home.
Toto nie je tvoj domov.
This is not the end of things.
Toto nie je koniec všetkého.
And I just want to encourage you guys, long for home.
A chcem vás pozvať, aby ste túžili po domove.
Long for that room that Jesus is preparing for you.
Aby ste túžili po tej izbičke, ktorú vám Pán Ježiš pripravuje.
To be in that family that you really belong in.
Aby ste boli v tej rodine, do ktorej skutočne patríte.
We're going to kind of indirectly talk about the second coming.
A tak nepriamo sme hovorili o druhom príchode.
Did you hear that, Kieko?
Kieko, počúvaš?
All right. Because that's essentially what this is all about.
Pretože v podstate je to to, o čom hovoríme.
You know, that Jesus came the first coming, right? That's what we celebrate on Christmas.
Keď Pán Ježiš prišiel prvýkrát, tak to oslavujeme počas Vianoc.
But he's coming a second time.
Ale prichádza aj druhýkrát.
And I think many times people fear that.
A mnohokrát sa možno ľudia toho boja.
Instead of longing for the second coming and looking forward to going home,
we have toho, aby túžili a aby očakávali tento druhý príchod, že ideme domov.
We have a fear.
Tak sa obávame toho.
You know, and depending on your theological position of how God's going to do all this, it can be more fearful than others.
Záleží, aké máte teologické presvedčenie o tom druhom príchode, tak môžete byť viac, môžete sa viacej obávať alebo menej.
You know, there's this Chad's going to talk all about this in a couple weeks, so you can I'm not going to steal his fire.
Chad bude hovoriť o tomto všetkom za pár týždňov, tak mu neukradnem jeho všetky náboje, čo má pripravené.
You know, but there's some different beliefs, so how's God going to bring us home?
Ale sú rôzne presvedčenia o tom, ako nás Pán Boh prinesie domov.
Because Jesus talked about himself, talked about there's going to be a tribulation, there's going to be some hard times.
Pretože aj Pán Ježiš hovoril o tom, že bude nejaké utrpenie a ťažké časy.
You know, and some people believe he's going to take us before that and then or in the middle of that or after that.
A niektorí ľudia veria, že to bude predtým, iní zase, že to bude počas toho utrpenia a niektorí, že až nakoniec toho utrpenia.
I'm personally asking for the tickets before that, but
Ja osobne si vyprosujem tie listky predtým.
You know, that's the bus I want to get on.
Ja chcem ísť tým autobusom.
But you know, the reality is God's going to do it how God's going to do it.
Ale realita je, že Pán Boh to spraví tak, ako to spraví.
You know, it doesn't really matter what my theological position is. God's going to do it how he wants to do it.
Nezáleží na tom, aké ja mám teologické presvedčenie, ale Pán Boh si to spraví svojím spôsobom.
But the end result is the same.
Ale výsledný, alebo konečný výsledok je taký istý.
Right? The bus goes home.
Autobus príde domov.
When the bus comes, we don't know.
Nevieme, kedy príde ten autobus.
But we know where it goes.
Ale vieme, kam ide.
Now, the early church had a very different perspective on the second coming than we do sometimes.
Mala možno trošku iný náhľad na druhý príchod ako my.
I rarely see in the New Testament this idea of fear with the second coming.
Málo kedy v Novej zmluve vidím strach v spojitosti s druhým príchodom Pána Ježiša.
Paul actually uses a phrase that I like a lot when he talks about this homecoming.
Pavel používa jednu frázu, ktorú mám veľmi rád v spojitosti s druhým príchodom.
He calls this the hope of heaven.
A nazývajú nádej nebies, alebo nádej neba.
Going home was what he was hoping for.
A to, že ide domov, tak to bolo to, čo očakával, v čo dúfal.
This journey home was what motivated him partly to do what he was doing.
A toto, že ide domov, ho motivovalo tom, čo robil tu.
You know, he even said himself, like, you know, I'd rather be home, I'd rather be in heaven, but it's better for you guys that I'm here to serve you guys and love you guys.
A aj to sám povedal, že je lepšie, že chcel by som už byť aj doma v nebesiach, ale je pre vás lepšie, aby som tu bol, aby som aj vám slúžil.
So I would encourage you guys, have the hope of heaven, have the hope of home.
Tak aj vy máte takú nádej nebies, nádej domova.
It's nothing to be scared about.
Nemusíte sa ničoho obávať.
Jesus' disciples had asked some questions at one time, you know, Jesus, what's the sign of your second coming?
Aj učeníci Pána Ježiša sa spýtali Pána Ježiša, že aký bude tento druhý príchod.
And he talked about some things that would come before his coming.
A hovoril on o niektorých veciach, ktoré by predchádzali jeho príchodu.
And some of those things, granted, were pretty fearful things.
A niektoré z tých vecí, áno, samozrejme, sú to dosť odstrašujúce veci.
But he said one thing, and I was reading this in Matthew chapter 24.
Ale povedal jednu vec, a ja som si ju čítal v Matúšovi 24. kapitole.
Because he talks about a lot of things that are going to happen before he comes.
Kde hovorí o veľa veciach, ktoré sa stanú predtým, ako príde.
But he says one thing about when he actually does come.
Ale hovorí tam jednu vec, čo sa stane, keď už príde.
And we see it in verse Matthew 24, verse 27.
A vidíme to v Matúšovi 24. kapitole 27. verš.
Says, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible even from the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man.
Lebo ako blesk vychádza od východu a svieti po západ, tak bude príchod Syna človeka.
Interesting. Jesus talks about his second coming, the actual moment of his coming, in the terms of light.
Je zaujímavé, že Pán Ježiš hovorí o jeho druhom príchode ako o svetle.
Okay. He talks
of,
I'm going to ask, can someone take that big candle off because it's leaning and it will fall. Thank you. Yeah, just take it off and all the way off and just blow it out or whatever. Or it can be there. Thank you. That was a fire hazard in progress.
Nebezpečenstvo ohňa.
Okay. So, anyways. Yeah. Jesus describes himself in terms of a lightning bolt.
Čiže tu sa Pán Ježiš opisuje sám seba ako blesk.
You know, and it will be obvious when he comes.
A bude to zjavné, očividné, keď príde.
Just like when you see lightning and you can see it in the west and the east, you can see it all around, it will be obvious when he comes.
A tak ako to môžete vidieť na východe, na západe, všade proste môžete vidieť ten blesk, keď preblisne sa oblohou. Tak to bude zjavné, keď príde Pán Ježiš.
So don't worry about missing the bus.
Tak sa nemusíte obávať, že vám ten autobus ujde.
You know, he won't be left behind if you're his.
nezanechá vás tu, alebo nebudete opustení, ak jemu patríte.
I just want to share a couple little stories and we're going to end with this.
A chcem sa ešte podeliť o pár príbehov a potom tým ukončím.
Because Jesus told his disciples a couple stories as to illustrate this time of waiting to go home.
Pán Ježiš hovoril aj svojim učeníkom o tom čakaní, keď pôjdu domov.
And one of, and it's all found, we're going to be looking in Matthew chapter 25, excuse me.
A všetko nájdeme v Matúšovi 25. kapitole.
And it's all about adventing.
A všetko potom sa to týka adventu, alebo toho adventného očakávania.
Because advent simply means coming, and with it comes this idea of expecting something to come.
Pretože advent znamená príchod, a s tým príchodom znamená aj nespojené aj očakávanie toho príchodu.
And we're going to look at the first 13 verses to start out with.
Pozrieme si prvých 13 veršov, s tým začneme.
And this is a story about 10 virgins or 10 unmarried women.
A toto je príbeh o 10 pannách.
And it says this, and I'll just read in English, and Slovak speakers just follow along or look up on the board. We're just going to go a little bit faster.
Čiže ja to prečítam v angličtine a Slováci, buď si to pozerajte vo svojich bibliách alebo tam hore.
See, at that time of the kingdom of heaven, at that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. And the foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. And the bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. In verse 6, at midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived, and the virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door shut. Later, the ones also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour." It's interesting, these women would have maybe had a little thing like this.
Je zaujímavé, že možno tie ženy by mali nejakú takúto lampičku.
Which was having what, light? Right, and the custom of the day is that you know these women were going to be participants in this wedding.
A takým zvykom v tej dobe bolo, že tieto ženy sa zúčastnili na svadbe.
And you know, for this great celebration of a friend of theirs.
Na veľkú oslavu ich priateľky.
But the thing is, the Jewish wedding, it had a nice dynamic to it.
Ale so židovskou svadbou bola jedna taká zaujímavá vec spojená.
There wasn't, you didn't get an invitation saying, you know, today at 6 o'clock come here and here and have a great time.
Neposielali žiadne pozvánky, že túto sobotu o 6:00 príďte na toto miesto.
You know, it was kind of a surprise thing.
Bolo to prekvapenie.
You know, it's when the groom was ready to get married and collect his bride, that's when the wedding happens.
Keď ženík bol pripravený, aby si išiel pre nevestu, tak proste sa to udialo.
So when the guy is ready. Yes, when the guy is ready. So these girls, they know, they have a hint, they have some heads up that it's getting close. And it might be tonight.
Tieto dievčatá vedeli, že už sa to približuje, že to možno bude aj dnes večer.
You know, and they're kind of like what we would have today is like the witnesses or the bride, you know, the.
A oni boli ako keby svedkovia na tej svadbe.
You know, and they're part of this celebration.
Oni sú súčasťou celej tej oslavy.
You know, and what would happen is the bride or the groom would come through the little village or whatever.
A čo sa, ako sa to odohrávalo, bolo, že ženich prechádzal tou dedinou, alebo kdekoľvek sa to odohrávalo.
You know, and as this guy is going to the house of his future wife.
A ako títo guys?
The guy.
Mm-hmm. Guy or guys?
well, probably guys at this point, but guy, yeah, the groom, the groom.
Ale ako ženík sa prichádza, či už so svojou skupinou, alebo sám.
You know, it started to become a procession.
Tak sa z toho stala taká procesia, alebo taký zástup dámy.
You know, more people are getting collected into this affair.
Zbierajú sa ľudia proste cez toho.
You know, and it ends at the house.
A skončí sa to...
You know, and these girls are ready for this, and they've fallen asleep.
A dievčatá tieto sú pripravené a zaspali.
You know, and they're not ready for this.
Ale niektoré nie sú pripravené.
You know, and some of them go in.
Niektoré vojdu.
And some of them are left in the.
Tú svadobnú hostinu a niektoré zostanú vonku.
And some were left in the dark.
Ne.
But I think Jesus just gives us this story.
Ale ja si myslím, že Pán Ježiš nám dáva tento príbeh.
You know, to be ready.
Aby sme boli pripravení.
That we would not fall asleep.
Aby my sme nezaspali.
You know, we wouldn't get too comfortable.
Aby sme sa neustalašili, alebo aby sme neboli veľmi pohodlní.
You know, but be ready.
Aby sme boli pripravení.
The groom is coming.
Ženich prichádza.
Be a part of the group.
Buďte súčasťou skupiny.
In effect, Paul will talk about this a little bit.
Pavel o tomto hovorí tiež trošku.
And he'll flip this metaphor a little bit.
A trošku zmení túto metaforu.
And he'll say, guess what, guys?
Hovorím, že skúste hádať čo.
You're the bride.
Vy ste tá nevesta.
You know, this is your wedding.
Toto je vaša svadba.
You know, surprise.
Prekvapenie.
You know, so be ready.
Buďte pripravení.
There's a couple other stories that Jesus gives here.
A je tu ešte pár ďalších príkladov, ktoré Pán Ježiš dával.
And I'm just going to tell them to you instead of reading them. I'm going to do it very quickly.
A ja prerozprávam rýchlo, aby sme si ich čítali.
Because it gives us two other truths that are good when we're in this journey waiting to go home.
Pretože sú tam dve ďalšie pravdy, keď aj my očakávame, alebo sme na tej ceste očakávania.
The next was a story where there was a rich man and he is going on a journey and he leaves his servant some money.
A ďalší príbeh je o bohatom mužovi, ktorý nechá svojim služobníkom nejaké peniaze, ktoré rozdelil.
And he gives them different amounts of money.
A každému dal rozdielne sumy tých peniazí.
And he says, I'm coming back, but you do well with what I've given you.
A hovorím, že ja sa vrátim, ale to, čo som vám dal, tak o to sa dobre postarajte.
And basically all these servants, except for one, are smart and they begin to invest the money and they begin to, you know, create some profit for their master.
A väčšina z týchto služobníkov, okrem jedného, sú dosť chytrí na to, že začnú investovať tieto peniaze a vytvárajú príjem, zisk pre svojho pána.
You know, and eventually the master does come back.
A potom prichádza tento pán naspäť.
And he has a question for these guys.
Pýta sa ich jednu otázku.
You know, what have you done with my money?
Pýta sa ich, čo ste spravili s mojimi peniazmi?
How have you invested yourself?
Ako ste ich vy investovali?
How have you used your time while I was gone?
Ako ste využili čas, kým ja som bol preč?
And all these servants, they just say, hey, look what I've done. I've expanded your little... You know, your household, your business.
A hovorí, že ja som rozšíril tvoje imanie, investoval som ho.
Except for one.
Až na toho jedného služobníka.
And he had buried the money in the ground and he totally wasted himself.
A ktorý pochoval alebo zahrabal tie peniaze do zeme a úplne ich premrhal.
And the master praises the others.
Tento majster alebo tento pán chváli tých ostatných.
And you know, he calls them good and faithful servants.
A hovorím, že vy ste dobrí a verní sluhovia.
And that just reminds me why we are here, why we're waiting.
A to aj mne pripomína, že kým sme tu, kým sme v takom očakávaní.
Invest yourselves.
Investujte sa.
Invest yourselves in the people around you.
Investujte sa do ľudí okolo vás.
God has given us all different abilities and gifts and potentials.
Pán Boh nám dal rôzne, každému jednému rôzne možnosti, schopnosti, potenciál.
Use it.
Využiť to.
Be that person who can come and be and where Jesus can say, good and faithful servant.
Buď aj tým človekom, keď Pán Ježiš príde a povie ti, dobrý a verný sluha.
I know this is not your home, but you did well here.
Viem, že toto nie je tvoj domov, ale tu si spravil dobre.
You know, to be honest, getting a big house here, you know, getting a lot of money, looking important, it's not that important.
V skutočnosti, keď to zoberieme, že aby sme žili len preto, že tu budeme mať veľký dom, budeme mať kopec peňazí, budeme veľmi dôležití, nie je to dôležité.
It's nice.
Je to pekné.
It's not, but it's not important.
Ale nie je to dôležité.
It's okay, but it's not the most essential thing.
Je to v pohode, môže to byť, ale nie je to podstatou nášho života.
Because when you die, it all goes away.
Pretože keď zomreš, tak to všetko prepadne, alebo...
You can't take it with you.
Nemôžeš to zobrať so sebou.
But you can take one thing with you.
Ale jednu vec si môžeš zobrať so sebou.
You can take one thing home.
Jednu vec si môžeš zobrať domov.
Other people.
Ďalších ľudí.
You, the people you invest in, you bring home with you.
Ľudí, do ktorých investuješ, tých si zoberieš so sebou domov.
One last story.
A ešte jeden posledný príbeh.
And it's very similar to this last one.
A je veľmi podobný tomuto predchádzajúcemu.
Jesus talks about in the last days that the king is going to separate people like he does sheep and goats.
Pán Ježiš hovorí, že kráľ bude oddeľovať ľudí, ako sa oddeľujú ovce od kozlov.
So you can imagine a bunch of sheep and goats together and someone's separating these two.
Tak si predstavte teraz kopec jeden, kde sú ovce aj kozy.
And he tells one group, he calls the sheep, said, "You guys are great."
A jednu skupinu, tam, kde sú tie ovečky, tak tým hovorí, že vy ste super.
Says, you know, come in and be blessed.
A hovorím, že poďte, vojdite a buďte požehnaní.
Come and take your inheritance.
Prijmite svoje dedičstvo.
Come and take ownership of a kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of creation.
Zoberte ako vlastníctvo to kráľovstvo, ktoré bolo pripravené od stvorenia sveta.
Do you realize that Jesus has been working on this place for a long time?
Uvedomujete si, že Pán Ježiš na tomto mieste pracuje, na tom dedičstve pracuje dosť dlhý čas.
And we know the king is Jesus here.
A vieme, že tým kráľom je Pán Ježiš.
And he says something very interesting.
Je zaujímavé, čo hovorí.
He says the reason they can come in.
Je dôvod, prečo môžu.
And I'd like to read it. It's in verse 35 and 35 through 36.
A je to dôvod, ktorý si prečítame od 35. verša.
It says, "For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat."
Lebo hladný som bol a dali ste mi jesť.
When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
Keď som bol smedný, dali ste mi piť.
When I was a stranger, you invited me in.
Prišiel som ako cudzinec a prijali ste ma.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
Bol som nahý a zaodeli ste ma.
I was sick and you looked after me.
Bol som nemocný a navštívili ste ma.
I was in prison and you came to visit me.
A bol som vo väzení a prišli ste ku mne.
And the righteous people will say, "Lord, when did we do that?"
Odpovedia mu spravodlivý, Pane, kedy sme toto spravili?
We never fed you.
My sme ťa nikdy nenasytili.
We never gave you a drink.
Nikdy sme ti nedali piť.
You were in prison?
Ty si bol vo väzení.
We didn't do any of those things.
Nič takto sme nerobili.
And the king will reply in verse 40.
Kráľ na to odpovedá v 40. verši.
Says, "I tell you the truth."
Veru, hovorím vám pravdu.
Whenever you did it for one of the least of these my brothers, you did it for me.
Čokoľvek ste urobili jednému z týchto mojich najmenších bratov, nie ste urobili.
Jesus calls us to engage in loving people.
A Pán Ježiš nás pozýva do toho, aby sme boli zapojení do milovania ľudí.
You know, we are to be ready for his coming.
Aby sme boli pripravení na jeho príchod.
We are to invest ourselves.
Aby sme sa investovali.
And we are to love one another.
Aby sme sa milovali.
Isn't that what Jesus told his 12?
Nie je to aj to, čo Pán Ježiš hovoril jeho 12?
You know, I'm going, I'm coming back, but while I'm gone, love one another.
Ja odchádzam, raz sa vrátim, ale kým som odidený, kým som preč, tak sa milujte navzájom.
So, let's just end there.
Takže s tým skončíme.
You know that you're going home and it's a good place.
Vedzte, že idete domov a že je to dobré miesto.
And God prepared a room for you and he said it was good.
A Pán Boh pripravil izbu aj pre teba, povedal, že je to dobré.
There's no fear there.
Takže tam nemusí byť žiaden strach.
No reason to be troubled.
Nemusíme mať žiadne problémy, žiadne ustrachania.
And while we wait, let's just love one another.
A kým čakáme, tak sa milujeme navzájom.
Okay, let's pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Because it's a lot harder to live that than to talk about it.
Pretože je o mnoho ťažšie to žiť, ako o tom hovoriť.
And then what we're going to do, we're going to have a time of fellowship.
Potom budeme mať čas spoločenstva.
I think all the kids ate everything that was sweet over there.
Myslím si, že deti už viedli všetko sladké, čo tam bolo.
But we just enjoy the time together.
Tak sa tešte aspoň z toho času, ktorý máte spolu.
I want to encourage you, love one another.
Chcel by som vás pozbudiť, aby ste sa milovali navzájom.
If there's a need that you hear about, pray about and see how you can take care of that need for each other.
Ak sa dopočujete o nejakej potrebe, že niekto tu má nejakú potrebu, tak sa pomodlite jeden za druhého a skúste sa zamyslieť nad tým, ako by ste mohli pomôcť jeden druhému.
Pray for one another.
Modlite sa jeden za druhého.
Not during the week, but today.
Nie len počas týždňa, ale aj dnes, teraz.
Okay, let's do it.
Dobre, takže poďme na to.
God, we just thank you that you're awesome.
Pane Bože, ďakujeme ti za to, že si úžasný.
Lord, you're so much bigger and better than we can imagine.
Pane, že ty si o mnoho väčší a lepší, ako si my dokážeme predstaviť.
Lord, we thank you that you're the best lover out there.
Pane, ďakujeme za to, že ty si najlepší
romantic guy.
Najlepší romantický človek alebo najlepší milovateľ. Milenec tam, ktorý je.
Lord, we thank you that we're your target.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že my sme tvojim cieľom.
Lord, that you loved us.
Pane, že ty si prvý miloval nás.
Lord, we ask that you'd put your love in our heart, because Lord, it's hard to love each other.
Pane, my ťa prosím, aby ty si nám vložil svoju lásku do našich srdc, lebo je to ťažké, aby sme sa navzájom milovali.
Lord, we thank you that you didn't just talk about it, you did it. You set the example, the ultimate example.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že ty si nielen hovoril o tom, ale ty si nám dal aj príklad. Ale taký úžasný príklad.
And even you yourself, you say there's no greater love than a man to lay down his life for his friends.
A ty si tiež povedal, že nikto nemá väčšiu lásku ako ten, ktorý položí život za svojich priateľov.
And we thank you that you did that for us.
A tak ti ďakujeme za to, že si to spravil aj pre nás.
And we want to celebrate you this evening.
A tak ťa chceme oslavovať.
And we look forward to the good things to come.
A tešíme sa na tie veci, ktoré prídu.
And we say all these things in your great name.
A hovoríme všetky tieto veci v tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen. Amen. So, love one another.
Dajme sa sami.